As I said earlier, the Sharon Playhouse is getting set to open up their season. Just a little over a week from now, June 15th, with Anything Goes. And they've got a full season of shows, plus special events, and they also have their children's theater program as well. And I do believe, if we have any luck at all, we have Robert Levenstein on the telephone with us. Robert, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying a cup of coffee this morning already.
All right. Well, I'm on my third, but that's okay. So now I was explaining earlier this morning about the Playhouse coming back into action this summer, and it really is a change back, a throwback to the traditional Sharon Playhouse with really great shows for the entire family, shows you've heard about or you know about. And some pretty great productions that you have coming up.
Well, I should hope so. Yes, I hope we succeed this summer. Yes, we are opening this Friday, next Friday, June 15th, with our production of Anything Goes. It's a tap dancing Cole Porter spectacular, full of extra lights that we're putting in, extra sound. It's so funny. I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Anything Goes, one of those great shows that when you leave the theater, there's always those shows that you leave the theater singing or humming songs, and Anything Goes is one of those shows.
Oh, absolutely, yes. If you don't leave Act One singing and humming along to the title song, Anything Goes, then we've got something wrong.
Now, you also have, coming up beginning of July 13th, you've got All Shook Up, the youth production. And so here you've got a nice youth production set up for the area.
Yeah, that's our youth production. It's our local children from 13 to 19, all from Litchfield County, some from New York, and we're just excited to have the local kids back in the show with us this year, all singing along to Elvis Presley music.
And July 27th, you open up with Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park, and it's been a while before that's been in this immediate area.
It'll be 50 years to the day, Marshall, that Barefoot in the Park was performed right on our stage. One of the performance nights will be 50 years, so we're celebrating, especially that night. Rex Smith, the pop star and Broadway star, is coming to join us to play Victor Velasco in that show. So we're excited to present that show again after 50 years.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Then I kind of like what you've got thrown in here on August 17th, which runs through September 2nd, and that's Always Patsy Cline.
Yeah, it's a love letter to Patsy Cline music. The girl we have playing Patsy, her name is Carter Calvert. She's a dead ringer for the voice of Patsy Cline. She's a Broadway star coming in to play Patsy. And then for fun, we threw in, if anyone remembers Little House on the Prairie, we have Nellie Olson herself, Miss Allison Arngrim, coming in to play the role of Louise opposite Carter. So we are very excited to present that one at the end of our season.
Now, I kind of like the fact that you also have 101 Dalmatian and Willy Wonka Jr. for the kids' theater, the children's theater.
Yeah, we're bringing our children's theater right back onto the historic stage. So all the grandparents and parents can see their kids perform with the lights and the sound, and everyone gets their own microphone and just perform right on the stage. And what we're doing this year for that is there's no charge. It's a donation only, so all families can come and enjoy the productions at no cost. It's whatever they'd like to drop in the bucket. That's great. But it's no cost for anyone to come see any of our two Willy Wonka or 101 Dalmatian.
We are speaking with Robert Levenstein, and we're talking about the Sharon Playhouse opening up for their full season. Also, I see that you're going to bring the patio cabarets back on Friday and Saturday nights during Anything Goes and All Shook Up.
We are, and we're redesigning the bar a little bit. We're adding some extra lights, new sound. We've lowered the prices, and traditionally, it's been just cast members coming to sing songs, Marshall, but this year we're actually opening it up to the entire community. So anyone who has sheet music and wants to come sing, we put the grand piano out there. It's just a nice, fun evening out after the production. You don't have to see the show. You can just come around 10:30 when the shows are over and just enjoy the bar and come sing a song.
Now, you've added... go on.
One thing we're also doing this summer, Marshall, I want everyone to know, is that every Thursday night, we've lowered the ticket price for our Thursday night shows to $20. All seats, any show on Thursday nights, all summer long, it's just $20. So we just want to make sure we tell everyone about that as well.
And we want to remind people once again that the Sharon Playhouse is 501c3 not for profit. Last year was a kind of different year for the Playhouse, and we want to remind people that this year it is really I think what you guys have done in the short time that you've been around to rearrange the season is pretty incredible, to bring in the wide array of shows in the children's theater, but the wide array of shows that will be familiar to the public, where they can go see them here locally in a professional setting and enjoy the history of the Sharon Playhouse.
Well, thank you Marsh, for saying all that. That's great, and thank you for all your support. Yeah, we're very excited about that. We're going to open the theater up to the community, too. We want to do some backstage tours because there's a lot of history in that theater. We've been cleaning it up, and it's ready to show. So come on down. We open on June 15th.
Now, you added an event that looks pretty cool. The Kingdom That Was Hollywood is going to be June 27th at the Bach Gallery. Let's talk a little bit about exactly what is that night.
Tila Garnett is the daughter of director Tay Garnett, who directed many, many Hollywood films. So she's local, and she's coming in to speak of her experience growing up in Hollywood and doing a talk back with our audience. And then culminating from that will be the showing of The Postman Always Rings Twice in the Bach Gallery. We have a big screen. We're going to put it on the sound system.
Okay,
he directed that film.
And that's June 27th, and that's at 7:30 at the Bach Gallery. Once again, if you want more information or tickets, 860-364-7469, extension 100. But really, the easiest way to do it is to just go online at sharonplayhouse.org. When you get there, you'll be able to see, where you can join their mailing list, you can donate, you can buy tickets, individual tickets, subscriptions, and everything more. For the 2018 season. So with it getting so close, you guys must be a little nervous or excited.
That's not even the start of it. We are tired, but we are very excited. The cast, wait till you see this cast. Oh, my goodness. They keep putting all their photos on Instagram and Facebook, and they're falling asleep on the floor because they're just so tired. But we turned on the lights yesterday, and everybody just got so excited to see what the set's going to be. We have our painters in there, and it's just... It's the exciting part, Marshall. It's just the exciting part now. We have 1 week before we open, so you know we're Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney putting on a show. It's just so much fun.
Anything goes. It's the opening show, June 15th through July 1st at the Sharon Playhouse, sharonplayhouse.org. And in the future, in the coming weeks, you'll be able to hear cast members from the different shows on the air here as we talk with the different cast members as we go all through the season. And we wish you so much luck because Sharon, without the Sharon Playhouse, is just not the same town in the summertime. The Playhouse just brings so much to the area. And I think what you've done with the schedule, once again, it'll be a real nice summer of people coming to Sharon to enjoy some nice theater.
Thank you so much, Marshall. Thank you.
All right, and thanks for taking the early morning call.
Of course, anytime.
All right, take care.
Bye.
That is the Sharon Playhouse. Once again, sharonplayhouse.org on the web for all the information and more about their 2018 season. Once again, it is going to open up June 15th through July 1st. Anything goes. July 13th through July 22nd, All Shook Up, the youth production. June 27th through August 12th, July 27th through August 12th, Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park. And then August 17th through September 2nd, Always Patsy Cline. They've got their 2018 Children's Theater, 101 Dalmatians Kids, Willy Wonka Jr., plus their patio cabarets are returning and more. Remember, Sharon Playhouse is a 501c3 not-for-profit. It does bring an awful lot to Sharon. And once again, they've got that newly added event, which is coming up on June 27th at the Bach Gallery at 7:30. The Kingdom That Was Hollywood. And more information on all this and more at 860-364-7469, extension 100. Or as I said, right on the web, sharonplayhouse.org.